Chapter 2. I swooned the first time I saw Charlo. I actually did. I didn't faint or fall on the floor, but my legs went rubbery on me and I giggled. I suddenly knew that I had lungs because they were empty and collapsing. Charlo Spencer. There he was, over there, leaning against the wall. Fiona nudged me. There he is. I saw him, and I knew who she meant. It couldn't have been anyone else, after all I'd heard about him, after all I'd expected. He was with the gang, but all by himself, his hands in his pockets with the thumbs hooked over the denim, and a fag hanging from his mouth. It got me then, and it gets me now. Cigarettes are sexy. They're worth the stench and the cancer. Black bomber jacket, parallels, loafers. He was wearing what everyone wore back then, but the uniform was made specially for him. The other boys looked thick and deformed beside him. Tallish, tough looking, and smooth. In a world of his own. But he knew we were watching him. We'd been dancing together in a circle, our jackets and jumpers and bags on the floor in front of us, and I was sweating a bit. And I felt the sweat when I saw Charlo. This wasn't a crush. This wasn't David Cassidy or David Essex over there. It was sex. I wanted to go over there and bite him. He took the fag from his mouth. I could feel the lip coming part of the way before letting go, and blew a gorgeous jet of smoke up into the light. It pushed the old smoke out of its way and charged into the ceiling. Then he fitted the fag back onto his lip and his hand went back to his pocket. He was elegant. The word doesn't seem to fit there, but that was what he was. The music. I remember it. Women always do. Sugar Baby Love by the Rubettes. It was the perfect song. Sweet and fast, corny but mean, high-pitched, but definitely masculine. Charlo's theme song. And he didn't know it. He did nothing to do with it. The DJ had chosen it just then and there. And it fitted. It was perfect. Looking back at it now. But I didn't know he was going to look at me. I didn't know he was going to move away from the wall and walk. I didn't know he was going to stand in front of me. I didn't even have time to dream it. He was coming over. The cigarette went onto the floor. He flicked it away. Didn't look where it was going. He was coming straight at me, but he wasn't looking. I was shiting. He was going to walk past me. Do you want to dance? I let him sweat for a bit. Yeah. His timing was perfect. The Rubettes stopped and Frankie Valli started singing My Eyes Adored You. He must have planned it. His arms went through my arms just as Frankie went my. His fingers were knitted and on my back by the time Frankie got to eyes. He'd been drinking. I could smell it. But it didn't matter. He wasn't drunk. His arms rested on my hips and he brought me round and round. But I never laid a hand on you, my eyes adored you. I put my head on his shoulder. He had me.